I really hope that this is in the camera and I'm not like a bobblehead because I'm taller than you. So.
What's that supposed to mean?
That I'm taller than you.
Damn.
Is that a problem?
It's just crazy. I have no height, which means I have no height advantage to anything. I can't reach many things on top shelves. It's disappointing.
All right.
What? Yo.
What's happening? It's episode 119 of the Big Podcast. It's him, he.
And it's your girl, CT.
And I don't even have my drink in the right area. I'm tripping, but how you feeling?
I'm feeling groovy.
I feel great. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit anxious because this is the first time that we've used the back camera for the phone. Mm-hmm. Because I'm trying to get our stuff together as far as production-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, it's clear. But, like, once you do so much stuff with the video, like, putting it on YouTube, the clearness kind of gets foggy just because of the way things work.
Oh, I see.
So, I'm just trying to get our, you know, I'm just trying to get our visuals together, make it look a little crisp, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We here on New Year's Eve.
We are.
We ain't got no end of the year wrap up for you. So, if that's what you thought we was dropping, I can't do it because I would love to do top 10s with music and TV shows, but we don't listen to everything. Mm-mm. We still ain't listened to the SZA album. Can you explain why we haven't? We listened to two songs. We have not listened to that album.
Maybe
why?
Five.
Why is that?
I don't think you are feeling it. We've been busy.
I don't really like today's R&B for real.
Yeah, I'm not going to say all of it.
Toxic R&B stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want to hear that, bro. I ain't going to lie. Like, even with hip-hop, bro, it's just certain topics. I really don't want to be putting this in my brain every day. You know what I'm saying? All right, Javonte Davis, his girl called the police on him. He got arrested. Next couple days, some pictures come out where she's putting he's on toothbrushes. I don't know if there's video. He had evidence showing, like, she's lying.
That's terrible.
We don't know what's going on because I've seen Javonte Davis pick a woman up and drag her out of a basketball game. So he's definitely can be hands-on.
Wow.
We don't know if it's one of those relationships where they both just nutballs. That's what I think
probably.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's just wild. Maybe he's trying to change his ways. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it comes from a certain place. What I want to talk about, though, is getting yourself in that type of situation. The thing with the black community is that a lot of us procreate with people that we shouldn't even be touching with a 10-foot pole.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the problems that we have in the community stem from that in turn with, you know, making very important life decisions, deciding to make them with someone that you don't even know is ready for a child. You don't even know if they're fit to be a parent. We just have this whole culture of just have anybody standard.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You can figure that out in your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what messes everything up because it starts off single mother, no help.
Mm-hmm.
Mother has to be masculine. Because she has to be the mom and the dad.
Right.
So a daughter is being raised in a crooked way because she don't got no actual male figure.
Right.
Or in turn, a son, he don't got no actual male figure. He becoming a, you know what I'm saying? Like we see out nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It just brings up so many problems. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't deal with a lot of shit.
No.
A lot of these dudes out here is taking. She don't deal with a lot of either. You know what I'm saying? If you can't get right, we ain't really gonna work. I ain't that type of that's like just gonna sit around and wait for you and all of this, bruh. If you don't get it, you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of dudes, a lot of smart dudes, they starting to think like that.
Mm-hmm.
With everything that's going on, it's kind of for men out here with the whole Johnny Depp situation. Unless you have physical proof that like a woman is doing something crazy to you, she can kind of skate around and do whatever she want to do. Because that's just society. A lot of people think that the way that we come up, toxic relationships, domestic violence. Some people think that that's real. Like that's like what the real world is. People get mad when like they see a happy couple. And I've seen people, there's this one TikTok this family did. And I think the lady, she was like 34. She had like 6 kids. She was still with their dad. And they were like, oh, he stole her youth from her. And all of this stupid. From what it seems, they have a successful marriage and a great family. She looks like she's still 20. If you still look like that after having that many kids, you probably done had a nice life.
Yeah. Yes. Just saying.
Yeah, like, this is what I want to get to. We're not doing stuff the right way. You know what I'm saying? As far as family goes, as far as relationship goes, as a community, we don't do things the way you're supposed to do them. Mm-mm. So we can't really speak on if relationships work, because I see a lot of, it's like, I don't need a man type stuff. Okay, cool. But why are you saying it if you don't need one?
I'm not saying looks aren't important. Looks are great, but like, who are you as a person is what really matters. You shouldn't just be with any old body. If you're gonna be with somebody, they need to be something that
compliments you in some type of way. You gotta kind of be on the same wavelength when it comes to knowledge,
right?
And what you want to do.
Or have like a good head on your shoulder.
Yeah. People might not think this is important. It's obviously important, but you know, people are dumb. But it's like, bro, if we don't get a handle on this, I don't think we'll ever be any type of civil, any type of community, because that's just going to create problems. The right. Child support system, domestic violence, no matter what people say, and we both come from single parent household, but everybody, they're not us. Let's just be real. We don't. Sorry.
Facts.
Like, people like to leave that out. Like, dog, I was just thinking about this. And I've thought about this. Like, bro, I remember, you know, just doing content. I've been just going real hard, you know, trying to be visible every day on social media. Check me out on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, goddamn me, Facebook too. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to be really consistent. And I'm just thinking about the mindset that I had a couple months ago. And it was like, yo, I might not be cut out for this content stuff. Like, maybe that's why it's not working. Mind you, I wasn't doing everything I needed to do for everything to even have a chance to work. But I ain't know that because I hadn't done the due diligence on what you need to do to really push whatever you want to push on social media. I think that's what it is when it comes to relationships. Like, a lot of people, they never even seen a good relationship. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They never even seen, like, what a man's supposed to do. So if somebody is on the internet talking about, oh, men should never speak on what women are doing and all this dumb shit, they're gonna believe it because they look up to these people, or they think that this person is like a semblance of success. Yeah, they're successful, but not in relationship therapy.
Right.
They're entertainers, you know what I'm saying? They're just talking. I think it's important for men, just the way that things are put in perspective when it comes to women. Women have so many avenues to fucking lie, so many loopholes to go through. Bro, it's imperative that you are making sure that you around with somebody that at least got something to lose. So stupid right now that you'll get looked down upon for saying you don't believe a woman. So whatever valid point that you have, because some people think that you should just believe women off the bat. It's narratives going on like that. It's just stupid.
And you shouldn't just believe women off the bat, because a lot of women are batshit crazy
and liars, like, yes, straight up liars,
and will lie and lie and lie. We got to get away from that. I don't know who started that or what started it, but
the thing is, dog, a lot of this stuff is not going anywhere because it fits certain people's narratives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people don't realize that the people that put these narratives out, they don't live like this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because they wouldn't be successful. Like, there's this whole thing about submission. And I really wish y'all would learn the definitions of words, not just whatever you just want the word to be. I don't get that. It's just like, icing on the top of the cake. You know, emotionally abusive. You know what I'm saying? Just all of this stuff. There's relationships where, like, the ain't do nothing. You still get cooked. Can you stop giving relationship advice? Because y'all are simps.
Yeah.
I'm tired of y'all saying stuff like, you can't talk to your woman. She gonna use it against you when she get mad. Oh, you can't cry around your girl. She gonna think you...
What?
Some of us get in relationships with women, grown women, that have emotional maturity. And, like, in what world, as a black man and a black woman, where is it that you can't cry with your partner?
I ain't never heard that.
Motherfuckers be dying. family members be going through shit. You be going through drama. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just get rough.
Whoever said it wasn't okay for a man to cry?
These dudes that listen, that are led by everything that these women that don't know anything, those are the ones who make these narratives up.
I'm not going to say all women, but I feel like some of these women out here believe that, like, men are supposed to be, like, these puppets. And
or get like, your off.
Or, like, a mannequin. They can't have no emotion. They got to do everything that the woman says. Everything that the woman says goes. That's how they want these men to be, because they want to be able to control them and control what they do, what they say, how to feel. That is mind-boggling to me, because it's like, what is the purpose of that?
For them to do whatever they feel like doing. For them to lead life the way that they think that they should lead life. Bruh, this behavior comes from women that grew up with a single mom that acted like they didn't need a husband. Mm-hmm. That they didn't need their dad.
Yeah.
This is what it comes from. 30 years of saying, oh, you don't need him. Mm-hmm. Oh, I grew up and I didn't have my dad, but I didn't need him. There's been many times, I'm going to say a lot of stuff, but there's been many times where I've like gotten into it with like women in my family, and it's been because they were like trying to manipulate me, trying to be like make me think something that's not true, but they want it to be. And we kind of talked about this last episode with like our elders, how they'll like try to force a narrative onto you that's not true, but it's like this is what the narrative has to be because I can't be accountable for what actually happened, so let's say this is what it is. There's a couple people that I don't talk to in my family. I remember my grandma like gave them my address, and I'm just like, I specifically told you not to give them my address. Why would you give them my address? And she just said something that didn't make any sense, so I was just like, I hung up on her. It's just like, what is going on?
Oh my.
And I'm getting calls for people talking about, why you hanging up on my grandma? You disrespectful and all this dumb shit. And it's like, but her giving out my address wasn't disrespectful. It's like this whole thing that you just supposed to be cool with whatever a woman give you and just supposed to suck it up because she's a woman. I remember when we was, first getting together, we used to get into it a lot because we had to get used to it with each other.
Yeah. We were different people as well. Like,
yeah.
Different than
what we were before, you know. So I remember one time we just kept getting into it over stuff. And I just had to tell Satura, like, yo, I don't know what type you think I am, but if you don't want me to say anything, if you do something wrong, you probably shouldn't do it. Because I'm not just going to walk around and be like, oh, she's made me bad. I'm not going to confront her. I'm just going to act like a little bitch. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm going to pout because she made me mad. No, I'm going to say something about it. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And if you talk to me crazy, we're going to have an argument because you're wrong.
I was single for a while before me and you connected again. I think, too, like me from obviously like prior relationships and then being single for that time, that's something that I wasn't used to.
And you hanging out with these women, yeah, that with these lame ass and they know they lame. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. You think that that's the thing,
right?
I'm not disrespectful, so you can't raise your voice at me and all this other getting all these attitudes. Like, we're not doing that.
And I was around that a lot. And when you're around something so much, I feel like it kind of like grows on you in a way. I don't think I realized I was doing certain things until you said something about it. Kind of like put your foot down. When I was younger, I was very gullible. At the time, I thought I was, but I wasn't in like a great friendship situation. And I just saw a lot of toxic things, you know? I think it kind of just stuck in my head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So me, like over the past couple of years with you, I feel like I've learned a lot. You know, mm-hmm. And I feel like I know how, you know, what to avoid and, like, you know, not to, like, I don't know. Just not to, like, you know.
Treat me like I'm a woman.
Well, yeah, but,
you
like, communication as well. Like,
yeah.
Talking about certain things, I feel like that's a big, huge part, and I don't think that I understood that before, so. Yeah.
And that's a lot of people's biggest issue is communication. Just caring about motherfuckers. I feel like, because I just be seeing it in relationships, and I just be like, yo, they don't care about that motherfucker. That motherfucker just running them. And it's male or woman. It go both ways nowadays, because just like women is messed up, a lot of these niggas don't know shit. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I be saying. It's like, bruh, if all you done been with is women that ain't had no type of male figure, that don't listen to a man and they don't think they need one, you can't give nobody relationship advice, because your experience is not really valid. Yeah. I mean, it's valid, but like, bruh, it's like dudes be saying stuff to try to like help nigga cope with like women just being disrespectful. Dog, no, bruh. You shouldn't be with nobody that's hitting you, dog. Like, oh, it's cool for women to hit you. Oh, stop being. It's dumb as fuck, because it's not even about hitting you, because 9 times out of 10, she's not hurting you. It's just that, dog, why can't we resolve this with words? We in a relationship. We supposed to be in love. I'm not talking about you other niggas that do this wild shit and be driving women crazy, and that's why they hitting you. I'm never talking about all that dysfunctional shit, because I don't have time for that.
Right.
We got lives to live. Like, I care about my child. I'm not putting my child through that.
Right.
I'm always talking about people that's trying to do good. Because a lot of these people are not trying to do good. For real, for real. Things are working for them just the way they want it to work. So.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And it's sad, but I mean, that's just the way it is.
I'm just having like mad flashbacks of like just my mom being in certain relationships. Like, the shit was traumatizing. Like, I remember this shit like it was fucking yesterday, so.
Yeah, I've been witness to a lot of just silly things in life. It's just, like, that's all you can really say is just, like, silly things in life.
Right.
When I tell you these last 3 months, they done been rough. They done been rough. I'm so glad. Yo, last week class this week.
I'm sad.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed, mm-hmm. like, being able to spend more time with Nyla, play with her a little bit more. I know she's loving it. I'm going to miss it. I'm not going to lie. Got to get the cheddar, you know, yeah. So.
Still going to have time with her because we're here.
Right.
We just have a lot of, like, moves to make in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I'm most thankful for this year is just the ability to adapt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That we've had the ability that we both have to adapt. You have also been helpful with keeping me consistent with the podcast as the co-host.
Yeah.
T was the person that put me on the TikTok. Like, because she was just telling me how it worked. Because I still don't even use as a consumer, for real.
Oh, I do. Just I be post. All up on there.
But, like, she getting me hip on how it worked. And I'm like, oh, I need to be on here.
Mm-hmm.
We're at where we're supposed to be. We just going to keep going up. Once you start, we'll both have access to the company gym. We really getting into it. We starting to eat better. And life is just good right now, bro. I'm not even going to lie. There's a lot of things that, you know, I wish could change, wish could be different. Whoo, man, I hope next year, January 2024 or 2023, or, you know, going to January 2024, that we in a house that ain't got all these flies and all these problems.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I hope I'll be 50 pounds lighter. I'm going to be 50 pounds lighter. I'm putting that into the universe.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with being in the wrong place as long as you're not just like, oh, I'm cool with being here.
It's a commitment. It's right. Definitely a commitment. You have to stick to it. And just like with anything, you have to be consistent with it. And yeah. I think that that's my problem. And it's always been my problem with losing weight is like, I'm the type of person, if I don't see some kind of results right away, I get so discouraged and I give up. And that's something like that I need to like work on. With a lot of things, like, because I don't know. I'm like, I want to lose weight. Like, you know, I really want to lose weight. And then I'm not seeing what I want. I don't see it physically on me. So I'm like, I ain't losing no weight. I lost, what, like a couple pounds maybe before. And I don't know. But I need to just stick to it and keep going. That's just it. Because eventually all the weight's going to fall off.
Another thing that I worked on tremendously this year was my anger.
Yes.
You wasn't getting me at all. Well, me and her, we're gonna go back and forth because we're in a relationship, but I ain't go back and forth with nobody this year.
Yeah.
Nobody, because like the reason that I talk about certain things and I talk about them the way that I do is because I had to learn these things myself. And I realized that people be playing with you because they know you gonna get mad. So they are trying to just put their narrative because they know the way you gonna react. And I said, you know what? That's not happening no more. It's so many people that have tried to play with me this year and they just got silence. Yeah. Block party, you know what I'm saying? No reaction, just blocked. You know what I'm saying? No response, because bro, I need that energy for other stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't need that energy for people trying to make me be like the worst version of myself. Intermingling of lifestyles. What I mean by this is you're a working person. Say I'm a girl. You work a 9-to-5. I scam.
We're not friends off the bat. I'm not friends with you.
But for some reason nowadays, people don't, that doesn't come into their mind.
That's crazy not to think about. Why would you want to be friends with somebody that could ultimately scam you?
Well, like, people put too much faith in folk because the automatic thought is, oh, they got to do that. They do that because they in a certain situation, this, that, and the third. Most times is true, but 9 times out of 10, you could do something other than that. But people don't realize, like, the way that stuff is now, the streets is nowhere near what the streets used to be. It's not people that just have to be in the streets. Yeah, it's people that have to be because they've made the decision to be. Mm-hmm. But there are also just evil people in the streets. There are people, like, it used to be that you had some type of moral code. It's not like that no more. So I would advise you that if you're not trying to go to jail, to stop surrounding yourself with street shit. Because that's how so many people are getting hit in these shootouts. Mm-hmm. That's how so many people are getting caught up. People is telling because you doing too much around people that shouldn't even be involved in what you got going on. Mm-hmm. No, people don't have a moral code anymore because the streets is beyond that now just because of the way that things have evolved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Scary. And people don't bring that up. You know what I'm saying? They try to make it seem like, these are just poor people trying to find a way. There's some people, they don't want to find a way out of the streets.
Yep, like, they want to stay there and be there.
Yeah, they think that they're going to sell bricks for 30 years like a job. Like, and mindset. It's the mindset, and it's like, bro, dog, of course. And I say this every time because these motherfuckers are so sensitive. You can't say anything about the streets, yet you can call a nigga a square all day. But you can't say anything about the dumb, destructive shit that they do to the community. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't judge niggas, even though I think the shit that niggas do is goofy. But at the same time, bro, you just gotta look to what's around you, dog.
Yeah.
Because I just see it. I'd be seeing stuff and it's like, you got this much money, you doing this and this. Why are you around scamming drug dealers, niggas with all of this? Why are you even in this situation? Mm-hmm. It's because you think, I don't know what it is because once I told myself, okay, we podcasting, I can't be around nobody. Because I'm on camera every day. I'm on social media every day.
Yeah.
You're not fucking my shit up.
Right.
Because I'm not doing nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it, like, it get to the point, like, bro, it's some people that they think you just supposed to, like, just because y'all associated with each other, you supposed to, you under the oath and you under the code. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask to do anything. I'm not making no money off of you, but I'm supposed to ride with you when you putting in me. It's niggas out here. A lot of niggas in the streets are putting civilians in very bad situations. Mm-hmm. This has been going on. It's been going on for as long as possible because that things like that just happen. But there are a lot of people that you getting jammed up because you fucking around with niggas that don't need to know what you're doing, or you just getting in horrible situations with niggas that have no experience in that. And then that when shit go left, you it's just like, oh, I don't know what happened. No, nigga, he shouldn't have been there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's no more, oh, I'm going to keep this away from y'all because, you know, y'all ain't asked for this. And y'all ain't, nah, nigga. It's, oh, y'all know me and y'all with me, so y'all should already know what's up. And it's no accountability.
Unbelievable.
And I think a lot of people that don't want to go on that long ride, because guess what? All these niggas is going to jail or hell. Facts. The government is not playing with you niggas.
Like, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't hear myself for a second.
I think that's just something in the black community that people just should be aware of, bro. Because I just don't see the balance. I don't think there ever was balance. But one might say, you know, there are good things that come from the streets. I don't think that's the case anymore in our community because how bad it is. And the lengths that these guys that are in the streets and really profiting, the lengths and the destruction that they have to do to make a profit, I don't think it's good for anybody.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Just either. Look at the streets of Philadelphia, like one video we saw.
That, like, shit is the fucking, you talk about zombie apocalypse, that's what that shit look like.
And there's multiple places like that in America. So
it's sad. It's just really, really, really sad.
Like I always say, I won't be there. None of us. My daughter won't never meet you. I ain't got nothing else to say. You got anything to say?
All I have to say is, like, if there's something that needs to be done or that you want to be done, you need to take charge and just do it. Don't make excuses. Just do it. Fuck, oh, it's hard. Fuck, oh, all the work that has to go along with it. That could be a lot of things, but just do it because you're gonna feel better once you do it. Can we, like, when we're going out to these fast food restaurants, and I'm not gonna say all of the workers, I think it's a mixture between workers who are having a bad day or whatever the case may be. And then you have some customers that is just can be a lot of times. I used to work in food, so I know. Some customers just be on bullshit, okay? But when you're in a, even if it's fast food, it's still a job. Like, you're in a work environment. You shouldn't be coming off anyway. I've been seeing a lot of people cussing, calling customers out of their name. And I'm talking about a lot of the ones, of course, that, you know, these workers are in the wrong, you know. And a lot of them are like these young people, you know. They're the younger generation, 17, 18, you know, around that age, 19. This lady said, and look where you're at. Not meaning like, you know, oh, you're at Wendy's, but like meaning like, and your attitude is why you're like, here, where are you gonna take this at it? Where are you gonna be able to succeed elsewhere? And I'm like, damn, that's for real though. Like, you cannot go into some other work, real professional work environment acting like that. You never gonna go up anywhere.
Yeah, I think that's something that we have to be aware of, dog. I don't know what it is, bro, but the internet is not the real world, bro. I understand things should be better. Things should be better for us. It should be more fair, But that's just not how life works. Understand that, you know, that is very visible on the internet, that that's something that needs to change. But America just works a certain way if you're not aware of that, if you haven't already figured that out. So a lot of us, we can't afford to go against the grain. As far, like, especially black men, a lot of us can't afford to go against the grain because a lot of us gonna have to get a job to feed our family. Mm-hmm. Or at least to use it as a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of people, like, on this old anti-establishment stuff. And it's like, bro, I don't even know if a lot of people are even willing to even do all of that. Because you definitely can't use your iPhone and do all that iPhone stuff with this anti-establishment stuff. Because, they going to shut you down. They're going to cut your water off. Mm-hmm. And, like, I remember at a certain point in time, I was saying, oh, I'm not going to cut my hair. It's my strength. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, that could be true. But where you're going, a haircut might look better. And it's just some things that we're just going to have to accept if we want to get to a certain spot. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Make it till you make it.
A lot of these things that people say, you know, in the hood, it sounds so cool, but it's all it is. It just sounds cool, bro. You people wonder why certain people act a certain way, why, you know, they don't touch on certain things in their videos or in their content. It's because they don't want the extra problems. They're trying to make money. So they're doing what they need to do to make money. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying sell out. And people's definition of sell out is different because everybody's values are different. But to be so gung-ho on, oh, I'm trying to fight this and fight that, when you have no money. You don't have any money to fight anything, bro. You're not going nowhere with no money, bro. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're not going to war with anything here in America without money. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. Yeah.
I just think that it's time for us to get out of this mindset of revolutions and stuff and just be like, yo, we here. Yeah. We here in America. Yeah. This is one of the best countries to live in.
Right.
Why not take advantage of it?
Right.
I think a lot of us will be happier if we did that. Yeah. And we weren't so focused on the negative. Yeah. And using that as a way to, like, be like, oh, I can't do shit. Right. Because, bruh, I never thought like that. You know what I'm saying? And I think, like we, both of us, I don't think we've ever had, like, that mindset to, like, oh, I'm just never going to do anything. Because some people think like that, like, I'm just never going to be. It's like, I think that's why it was a quick transition with, you know, us getting into different stuff, content creation, because we always been open. Mm-hmm. There's some people, they not even open. It, like, I said, like, bro, it's so many of us that be on these social media sites, and you don't even know how this shit work. You sitting here talking about Adam 22 being a culture vulture. You ain't never even watched the full video. You don't even know that he got mad gang members on payroll. How is he a culture vulture? Joe Budden does not have gang members on payroll, allegedly. But I'm saying, like, visible content creators, he don't got gangbangers on there. Charlamagne isn't hiring gangbangers. It's just so much that we just say and we just throw blanket statements on. And it's like, yo, you don't know that. You just made that up, or you got it from somebody else that's just giving you a certain view of things so that they can profit off of you, bro. Like, dog, we are here in America. We have all these other minorities that are thriving. Yeah. We could thrive as well.
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of people aren't going to give a fuck about that. So you know what that means? Some more for us.
Right.
So I'm just saying, if you somebody that, you fucking with what I'm saying, go for it. Because these niggas gonna keep crying, doing all the little shit, doing all the bullshit. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yep.
I'm taking advantage of what this life is, this real life.
Yeah.
Actual shit.
And you only get one.
Because, bro, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I don't got no lot of followers. I probably don't even have over 10K subs across all platforms, but I got at least 60K views off of everything that I've been putting out this month.
That's hot.
Bruh, these social media sites, they want you to post. They want you to grow because they make money too. They get the big bag.
Right. Better use it to your advantage.
Just try something, dog. That be the thing. Niggas don't be trying, and that's why they be so discouraged and have just such so like that's like I remember, you know, probably like 2016, 2017, like I was just thinking, it's like I had this certain mindset and I had to think about it. And it's like, nigga, what the fuck do you know about anything? To say, oh, I ain't doing this because it's this and it's that. Why don't you just try it, dog?
Yeah.
And see if you know, and see if it's what you say it is.
Yeah.
We don't even get to that point. A lot of us ain't gonna get to that point. Mm-mm. We can't do nothing about them, though. We just gotta move forward. Yeah. All I'm saying is that it's motherfuckers that's right here with it, though. It's not like, because, like, it was a point that I thought that, like, yo, there ain't a lot of niggas that make money. That's not true. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's get it. Let's get to it. That's what we doing. That's all I got.
That's all I got too.
Yo, it's 2023 now, so Happy New Year. Because
no, it's not.
It's 2023 when they're going to be watching this. So.
Yeah, facts. Happy New Year to y'all. You know,
Hurry up. I got to pee.
Your family is.
Stay safe.
Happy New Year's. Have a great New Year's. Keep safe. And we love y'all. Peace.
The big pod. We out.